Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dish is going to the show and I'm just a regular guy. Rampage is the number one movie over by the shows right now. You know, this is based on the old school arcade game Rampage, where giant gorillas, wolves, and lizards climb up buildings, wreck them, and eat people. That does happen in this movie. And it does happen in the city of Chicago. So the building that gets destroyed is the Sears Willis Tower. If you've had confusion about calling it the Sears Tower, the Willis Tower, well, now you can just call it gone. Because The Rock rides it all the way down to crash it in a Wacker Drive, and a combo of him and the monsters in Chicago getting wrecked made Rampage transcend its arcade game roots to be an entertaining romp. I think it helped that I saw it on a Saturday afternoon matinee. The perfect time to see a movie like this because it's big, dumb fun. Now, the reason it happens at the Willis Tower, why that comes down is because an evil corporation, they've rented the top. And they're into genetic editing. They got stuff going on up in space. Well, true a snafu, pathogens crash to the earth and they infect the gorilla, the wolf, and the alligator, and they become huge. They become giant. And with a homing device in a building, they all come home to roost and wreck our fair city. Now, I wish that The Rock had been infected, too. I think that would have made the movie better, because I don't know about you, but I would love to see a Colossal Man version of The Rock where they end up shooting missiles at him. I don't know, maybe in a sequel. But why is it fun to watch your city get destroyed by monsters? I don't know, but there are things that crack me up. But while all this is going on, okay, the monsters are fighting downtown, and the military has ordered a mutter of all bombs to be dropped at the corner of State and Wacker, pretty much taking out the entire city. The plane with the bomb passes over the lake, and the lake, it's filled with sailboats, which is a statement about boat owners. They are oblivious to what's going on. They say something like, look, it's the weekend, I bought the boat, I got beer in a cooler, I don't care about the monsters, I'm using my boat. Well, Rotten Tomatoes says Rampage has received the highest rating for any movie ever based on a video game. I would go further and say it's maybe the best cinematic destruction of our fair city, too. Even better than when we were attacked by that giant grasshopper in the 50s, all right? It's called Rampage. Want to hear some of my other reviews? Get those at 93XRT.com, and I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.